Mater Dei Radio's Parish of the Week program has allowed us to shine the light on such amazing parishes, some you're familiar with, and some maybe you've not heard before or have only heard in passing. Well, that might be this week's Parish of the Week. This week, we go down to Springfield, Oregon, to the beautiful Nativity of the Mother of God Ukrainian Catholic Church. They are our Parish of the Week, and joining us this morning to tell us about some of the things that make this an amazing parish, it is their pastor, Father Richard Janowitz. Father Richard, thanks so much for being with us on the Morning Blend.
Glad to do it, Brenda. Thank you.
This is a wonderful program and opportunity for Mater Dei Radio to let our community know about some of these wonderful parishes. Now, we focus quite a bit on our diocesan churches, but you there at Nativity of the Mother of God Ukrainian Catholic Church, well, you're in the Archdiocese, but things run a little bit differently there. You're in Eparchy. Introduce our listeners to the Ukrainian Rite and how you fit in to this larger Eparchy.
Well, most people don't understand that actually, if they're living in Western Oregon, they're living in a number of eparchies, not just Ukrainian. So our eparchy, of course, is separate from the Archdiocese of Portland. And although we're in the territory here, our bishop is also, in a sense, bishop of Western Oregon for Ukrainian Catholics.
And explain to our listeners, because when we are talking about the Ukrainian Right in the Catholic Church, people want to go, well, is that separate from our Catholic faith, or is that just a separate rite, or are we talking about something similar to maybe people who would be familiar with an Orthodox Church? Where does it fall in as far as the communion with us Roman Catholics?
Well, some centuries ago, a number of the Ukrainian Orthodox Church decided to come into communion with Rome. And so the agreement was that they would be able to come in and be in full communion with the Catholic Church and still retain all their ceremonies, services, and their religious tradition of spirituality. So there are two groups of Ukrainian Christians then, as far as ancient Christian churches go. There's the Ukrainian Orthodox Church and there's the Ukrainian Catholic Church. So obviously the Catholic Church is in communion with Rome. The Orthodox Church is not. It would be difficult to tell the difference between the two sometimes if you went to a church, except one will be praying for the Pope and the other one won't.
I see. Father Richard Janowitz joining us today. He is the pastor at Nativity of the Mother of God Ukrainian Catholic Church in Springfield. So as we understand that you are in full communion with the Roman Catholic Church, and that means that Catholics can come and visit and be with your community to pray on a given weekend, what would be some of the things that we would recognize as familiar as to our, you know, diocesan churches, and what might be some of those differences that are expressed in the Ukrainian Rite?
Well, it's always been interesting to me that people put a lot of value on what they know as externals. So, for example, it's surprising to some people. I said, well, our liturgy is similar to the Mass. The first part is based on Scripture. The second part is based on the Eucharist. But because the way that we serve the liturgy, sometimes it's difficult for people to see where that connection is. I think some of the differences are all of our services are sung a cappella. I think the church architecture, our icon screen, which is icons of Christ, the Mother of God, the angels and saints, and the feast days of the church, strikes people as something very different when they come, when Roman Rite Catholics come here. I think there's a different spirituality too. I think there's a different spirituality in the sense that we follow a very ancient tradition. I think in the church you find there's two sides of one coin. One is innovation. So in the Roman church, a lot of times you find things that are spontaneous maybe, or things that are changeable. And the other side of that coin is a very traditional style of spirituality where things don't change that much, but they're based on ancient Christian principles and practices.
Father Richard, then, is the Mass, you said, is chanted or sung. Is it all in English, or do you offer Ukrainian language, or is there a mixture of both on the weekend?
It's primarily English.
Okay.
So there's a little bit of Ukrainian here and there, or to keep linked to our roots.
Absolutely. And Father Richard, that's a very interesting question, because with the migration of people around the world, I think that some might be surprised that there is this Ukrainian community in Springfield. How did that begin to populate over the years that came to a point where the Ukrainian church sprung up?
Well, the original largest group of our parish originally were people who were displaced after World War II. And came to the United States. They were Ukrainians who were forcibly taken to Germany to work on the farms and the factories. And so then after the war ended, they were able to immigrate to the United States. And eventually a number of them settled here in Springfield especially, but also in Eugene. There's another group too that was originally from Ukraine that were homesteading in North Dakota. And some of those people also moved to this area. So we have two groups of Ukrainians, one born in the United States and those born in Ukraine. And that was really the foundation of our parish. They just happened to move to Eugene and Springfield.
Well, it is a community that is embraced by Springfield, Oregon. And Father Richard, you were there recently, just a couple months ago, the renaming of a street in honor of the Ukrainian community there. Explain that to us as well.
Well, actually, it was a change of a name. The street name was, because the original developer of this subdivision here was Ukrainian man, he named the street Kiev Street, which back in the 70s was the only name that anybody knew, because under the Soviet system, only Russian was really allowed in government, in education. Ukrainian culture and language was suppressed. So the street was named Kiev Street. But one of our parishioners from Ukraine, younger man, decided that it was time to change that street name. He went about the process of going through that, got the neighbors on that street behind it. They were enthusiastically supporting it. And then the city of Springfield embraced it. The city council and the mayor embraced this name change from Kiev Street to Kiev Street. So now we have the street name in the official Ukrainian style of spelling and pronunciation.
And if you do any Google search, you can find that street name change and also decorated in the beautiful, the national colors of Ukraine. Father Richard Janowitz is joining us today. He is the pastor since 1981 of Nativity of the Mother of God, Ukrainian Catholic Church. It is Mater Dei Radio's Parish of the Week. So for people who want to visit, make maybe a little mini pilgrimage to experience the Ukrainian Rite Mass, and also maybe celebrate with you Ukrainian Day. It's coming up July 12th. Just give our listeners a little feel for what happens during that celebration.
Well, I think the basic foundation of that celebration is our dance group. So we have a dance group of children and young adults from age, maybe 5 or 6, up into the 20s. And about 70 to 80 kids every year come together and they learn a program of Ukrainian dance. And also, of course, we sell food. There's a tour of the church. Some other items of Ukrainian interest are sold. But it's just a great family afternoon outdoor celebration here at our church.
Oh, it is a wonderful opportunity for us to learn, know, and pray together with Nativity of the Mother God Ukrainian Church. Father Richard Janowitz is their pastor, telling us a little bit about what is wonderful about our parish of the week. Father Richard, thank you so much for being with us on the Morning Blend. We appreciate you, your community, and we just thank you for introducing us to your beautiful parish. Before we go today, will you end us in a prayer and your priestly blessing?
Lord Almighty, Master of the universe, we give thanks to you for all the good that you have brought into our lives. We ask you to keep us faithful to your truth, to give us the grace we need and to bless us all and give glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and forever. Amen.
Amen. Father Richard, thank you so much for being with us today. God bless you and all of your parishioners there at Nativity of the Mother of God Ukrainian Church. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brenda. Much appreciated.